You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, what happens to water when we flush? You know, where does it go? Can you just tell me a little bit of the life cycle of, you know, a drop of water?
Absolutely. Well, the question is, what happens to water when we flush? So that's a little different than just water in general. Mm-hmm. So specifically with sewage, you basically have two types of systems. You have a private sewer system and you have a public sewer system. And they operate very differently from each other. A private sewer system is like a septic, and there is a leach field or a septic tank that separates the solids from the liquids, and then just the liquids go out into the ground, and then they kind of settle out into the earth. And it's typically, you know, 4 to 5 foot deep. So this is not something that should be happening on top of the ground, or it's not unsafe or anything like that. Obviously, there's safe bacteria there, and it just leaches into the ground. Then, of course, that works its way into the water table through a very natural process. The city or the public system, basically all the sewage goes to a sewage treatment plant where they actually remove the solids and the paper products and all of that from the water, and then they treat that water through a natural process of settlement and air and oxygen and bacteria, and they treat that water to where then they can release it back into the water table. And a lot of times that's done through a stream, or it's done into a groundwater source where it's not put into the ground with a public system. Now, going to the life cycle of water, if you will, obviously, you know, when we get rain, it's going to fall. It's going to fill streams and lakes and reservoirs and that kind of thing. And then sometimes public systems will draw water out of a reservoir, treat it, and then distribute it out to the public areas that there is to distribute to. But on a private system, whenever it rains, the water falls through the soil, getting into the rocks. And sometimes those rocks have things in them like iron and calcium and that kind of thing. And as the water falls through that natural layers of the earth, it filters the water and it cleanses the water and it purifies the water. However, sometimes the water does pick up things like iron and calcium as it falls through those layers. But once it gets down past all of those fine layers, the water is very safe to drink from a bacteria standpoint. Obviously, it can evaporate then, like lakes, streams, ponds, and rain can evaporate. And that's where it goes up into the hydrological system, and then it rains again. So it's really just a water cycle, if you will, for groundwater and that type of thing. Once it gets down into the water table, the underground water table, that's where we find our public and private well systems. But then some public systems draw from a reservoir, so that would be more surface water, and it has to be treated heavily to be able to disperse.
Do you think it's important for homeowners to understand, you know, what kind of system they have in their house and how it all works?
Absolutely. Being naive about something as important and as an essential of life like water is not a very good thing. You know, there's cases around the country where people just take for granted that their water is healthy, and we know how that has played out. So being educated about the source of your water, you use it, you live off of it, you have to have it to live. And knowing the information about it, the quality of it, the what's in it, those type of things can be very, very important. Don't ever take for granted, even if you have a private system, that it's safe. You really should test that once a year or even once every couple to 3 years at a minimum to just ensure that you do have a safe water source, that you're giving that water to your pets, to your family, to your, whoever guest that may be coming into the home. And that's very serious to have good, clean water.
All right. If you have any questions about anything James talked about today or want to get your water tested, all you have to do is reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. That number is 540-483-9382.